But that's okay, we started. Okay, sorry. So, but this is the boat. We are on it. It is taking off. And this is the way that is going to carry every single one of us, every single one of us, to that shore that you envisioned when you signed up for this program. This is the right time. This is the moment. And this is when we go. And so have a sense right now that you are stepping into a portal in time, a unique and precious portal in time. That's your moment. For some reason, for all of you, in your charts, in your world, this moment was the moment you chose to embark on this journey, this deep, deep spiritual journey into the heart of who you are, in the heart of what life is all about, so that you can begin, chop wood, carry water, just do what there is to do. Do what there is to do, gaining new insight and awareness. And then let's let it carry us in August to that point in that retreat where you touch that place. You touch that place where you know something you didn't know before. And you don't know it because I told you. You know it because you touched it. You touched it. And then we go about the process. And this wave will bring you back. Will bring you back with a different perspective, with a new awareness. And you'll bring that back into your regular life. Chopping wood, carrying water. But you will be different. You will be different. And my goal for today, as we stepped on this magical moment, is for each of us to dedicate ourselves. What is it we're here for? To say it out loud. To say it out loud. And that is the intention. That is the energy that's going to direct the course. Now, will something else show up along the way? Maybe, right? And that's okay. You'll be open to it. You'll be in the flow. But for today, this initial intention, we're setting the rudder of your ship. We're setting the compass. We're setting all the GPS to say this direction. This is where I want to go. So what I'd like you to just name is, what is that shore we're heading to for you? What is that other shore on that other side of this that you want to get to? That right now, we know it's inside you. We know it's inside you. But right now, we think it's that other shore. So we're going to name it. We're going to just call it the other shore. So what I would love to do is open by just you. Well, we've opened beautifully and perfectedly, which is what we love about this path. We get to be human and imperfect, and it's all good. But if you would introduce yourself, your name, where you live, and what's that other shore? Why did you sign up? Where are we going? Where are you going? And I want you to think about it right now, because here's what's going to happen. As we talk about it, your mind is going to start to shift. It's going to hear what somebody else said, right? So what I would like you to do is take a few minutes right now, each one of you, and really hone in. What is it for me? Why is it for me? What is it for me? Let's just take a moment. Just take a moment. And if your mind is a little busy because you plopped in from the middle of a busy day, that's okay. That's okay. You jumped on the boat and this is the moment. Doesn't have to be perfect. Okay. So what I'd love you to do before you say it out loud, now that you've thought about it, is could you write it down? Does everybody have something to write with? We would hope that every time you come with a pencil, a pen, a computer, a phone, something. And just write it down. If it's the front of your notebook, let it be the front page. If you want it to be a little more private, put it on a separate piece of paper and fold it up and tuck it away. If you're struggling with different thoughts, just write them all down. Just write down words. Just write down words, individual words. You don't have to share with us everything you write. You can select what you want to say. Okay. So I'm going to start. My name is Karen Prentice. Some people call me Gigi, my grandchildren. It's my favorite name of all the names I've had is Gigi. And my 2-year-old granddaughter calls me the Gij. And she has this very low voice and she goes, call the Gij, call the Gij. And so I'm here and I really, you know, all day long, I've just been, you've been in the center of everything for me. And I feel like I'm the guide that's going to, that gets to have the privilege of bringing you on a journey. It's a journey I know well. And bringing you along and going, look. Look at that. Look at that. Okay, here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. Here's how you do that. But the whole point is so that you can then do it yourself, right? This is literally a case of me literally just pointing the way. And I'm going to tear up here. There's a beautiful picture of Kriyananda, my guru, standing at the edge of a very famous bamboo path. And he's standing at the beginning, and he's just standing there saying, it's your path, and I'm here. And that's what I'm saying to you right now. It's your path. And I'm here to share with you what I've learned, what my teachers have taught me. But it's your path. And the only right path, the only right way to walk this path, to take this journey, is what's right for you. So I hope that you feel safe, and as the weeks unfold, that you feel safe and free to be authentic with your experience, so that we can make sure that the path that you're experiencing is the best one for you. Because there's many, many paths on this journey. There's many trails. There's many little offshoots we can take. And some of them will be quite juicy and lovely, and others you may get on them and go, it doesn't work for me, Karen. At which point we want to go, good, let's try this other path. It's like you go on a thing, somebody hands you a mango, you go, ugh, I don't like mango. They hand you a guava, and you go, oh yes, give me a guava any day, right? And some people hate both, and all they want is give me an apple, right? It's all good. So that's why I'm here. I'm here so excited to take you on this journey so that you can discover, hopefully, and fall in love with meditation the way I have. So that's why I'm here. And then I think what I'm going to do is actually ask Darcy to go next, because she's my assistant, and she's your support person on the back end, you know? So Darcy, would you be willing to?
Sure. Like Karen said, my name's Darcy. I live here in Oregon City, and I was one of the teachers that went through the training with Karen the first time she did this last, well, what was it, 2019 that we started. And I find myself sitting here just with envy going, oh, I wish I could do this again with you. It was just such a experience of just really figuring myself out. And while I'm not going to be in your classes, I will be holding you guys in love and thought. And I want you to know that whatever you need as it relates to the course, please let me know. I'm here to help. I think you all have my email address now. And just as an aside, because I know I'm not in the class, but I went ahead and wrote something down when Karen asked us. And for me, it popped into my head, my intention that I sort of have for the year, and it's acceptance and acceptance of life just as it is. Seems to be where a lot of my discontent comes from. So anyway, thank you for being here. It's great to meet you all.
Thank you, Darcy. So Darcy will be the one who's posting all the videos to the pages, making sure all the handouts get there. If you have any trouble with the page, with the subscriber, the online program, any of the stuff that we're going along, those kinds of questions go to Darcy. If you have questions about, whoa, I'm doing this technique, this is not working for me, any other those other kinds, those are obviously for me. But so would anybody be willing to go next?
I'll go next.
Thank you.
My full name is Agnieszka. My nickname is Miśka, which might be easier to pronounce if we ever actually talk. And I live in Chicago. And what else? I came from Poland almost 30 years ago. And never left, although every year I planned to leave, go back. But something held me back here. And I've met Karen many years ago. I don't know when. One of the retreats with Kriyananda, which was wonderful. And yes, I the reason why I want to take the course is I thought about, well, as for meditation, I want to just fall in love with it, because I've been trying to meditate for many years, but it's kind of until recently, it felt more as something I should do rather than I would love to do. And the way I wake up and I drink my coffee in the morning, this is such a joy. So I want to feel about meditation just like about the coffee. So I want to fall in love with it. So I meditate because I want to, not because I should. And as for a selfish reason, I want to accept myself and love myself. That's what I want to get for me. So that's all.
That's beautiful. And actually the most important reason is what you called as a selfish reason, right? I mean, that's the reason. So yeah, it's not selfish. It's brilliantly selfish, let's put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm thrilled to be here and with, you know, embark on this journey with every single one of you out there. So good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Agnieszka. I call her Agnieszka, but you can call her Miśka. Shar has already made it really clear. You know, Shar handles all the financial stuff, right? Shar's made it really clear. She keeps not pronouncing it. She's like, Miśka, it's Miśka. So who would like to share next?
I can go. I can't stop smiling. I'm just so happy to be here with everyone and to see familiar faces. My name's Kelsey, by the way, Kelsey Williams, and I'm living in Portland right now. And I really loved visualizing we were doing of like what's on the other shore, because for me, it was me holding my hand out, you know, with just unconditional love right there waiting. And that's exactly why I'm here, is to just keep getting back to me.
That brought tears to my eyes. That's beautiful. Thank you, Kelsey.
So glad to be here.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ramon. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Ramon. I know Kelsey from our Tuesday night meditations. Exactly. So I live in Chicago, just like Mishka. So Mishka, at least we're getting better weather now than before. It's not as great as probably Portland or anything like that, but we're getting better weather. I guess for me, I guess similar to what Kelsey said, I think just want to touch internally, you know, I do meditation. I do like it. I do enjoy it. It does help with anxiety and other things, but just to get deeper. And, you know, it's always been like there's something holding me back from getting deeper and deeper. And I think I just needed to have a guide to show me how to get there. And I think with this group and Karen's help, I think this is it's a good start. So I met Karen at the Temple of Kriya Yoga in Chicago about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And and I've been listening to a lot of Kriyananda's tapes, or he left an unbelievable library of information that you can always go back to. So I'm very happy to be here, and I'm looking forward to the journey with you guys. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. April, I saw your hand up too.
Yeah. So I'm April Geiger, and I live in Oregon City. I have two kids at home, two teenagers, and I don't even know where to start. I have so many reasons for taking this. And the first reason is not to teach it. The first and primary reason is, there's too many words. It's really kind of echoing what people have said already. I wrote down, understanding myself better, like unpeeling layers of myself. I've always been in search of the deepest part of me, and, tried to find ways to get there throughout my life, and sometimes really complicated ways. And I know it's not complicated. It's just can't be that complicated. But getting there is, I guess, hard. I guess it's just hard. So I want to get there. And that's my primary reason. If I end up teaching it, great. But if nothing else, I will have found that deeper part of myself. I will have, been able to find greater equanimity in just the daily, stressors of life for my kids, to model that for my children, for my husband, for the people closest to me. So there it is. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited about this course. It's going to be great.
Thank you, April. Thank you.
I can go next. Okay. I'm Kathleen Earhart, and I'm living in Canby, Oregon right now. During this whole process, I'm going to be between here and Redmond. We're building a house, so I'm going to need lots of meditation. but my main reason for being here, I met Karen, I'm going to say a year and a half, maybe going on 2 years ago, but I completely changed my life. I don't even know where to start. I just changed pretty much everything. And I'm now working as a health coach, and through Karen's meditation, it's just really helped. And I've peeled so many layers in the last couple of years, but now I just really want, I feel like this is going to help me build that inner strength and the inner confidence back. I was trying to do this without getting emotional, but, and just being able to, you know, being able to be more centered and coming from a non-judgmental perspective in all aspects of my life. So anyway, I'm super excited to be here and excited to meet all of you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you.
Okay, if might I go?
Yes.
So my name is Steve, and I live in Clackamas, Oregon. I've known Karen for quite a long time, and have been working with her for quite a long time, although she might dispute that I was actually doing any work. But I don't think I would disagree with anything that anybody, the goals of anything that anybody has said. I would probably agree with all of those goals in terms of what might be possibilities for getting out of this class. I guess the two things that come to mind, I guess, are like from a practical standpoint, I'm looking to develop a more regular meditation practice overall. And I'm trying to look at how to implement, like, I don't know how to, all I can, the best way to put it is to actively implement the teaching so that, you know, instead of sort of having my general life of constant frenetic chaos and surges of anxiety and everything else, and then, oh, I'm going to step aside now and I'll do my meditation, and then that will sort of be this break from, you know, it's somehow integrating it so that I'm actively able to practice as I sort of try to carry on life. And I don't know, there's an infinite number of ways that could work. So, but, and I guess secondly, I missed the first couple of minutes where you were talking about the shore. Was that at our lake or was that a different shore?
No, we weren't at our lake. It was a different shore.
So anyway, but no, I see what you're saying with it. I mean, so I think the shore is, I mean, in my case, what I've noticed is, I've sort of been in this. I'm certainly trying to get to the other side, whatever that is. And I know that I have been spinning my wheels to some extent for some amount of time. And I kind of know what that's all about. I'd like to stop spinning them and I feel like I'm gaining some traction, but, and kind of get to the other side, whatever all of that is. I mean that in kind of every sense of the word. And I think the most important thing for me, though, honestly, in right now, that this year, in terms of like the wheel spinning and any other sort of discomfort that I've experienced throughout my life that I kind of understand, that I think that I've sort of been working on, it's actually really been, it's had periods of being really excruciating for me this past year. I mean, I would be totally lying if I didn't say that there have been periods of this past year, at least for me, that have been really hard. So, and I wouldn't necessarily, I probably would have been interested in taking this teacher training at any time, but it just so turns out that I can, you know, say that for this past year has had moments of extreme challenge for me. So there you go. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Thank you for being so, so authentic with everybody about that. Thank you.
I can go. My name's Lisa. I live in Beaver Creek, Oregon. And I'm here basically to heal myself. That's just, I'm here for all the selfish reasons, I suppose. But like Steve, I need to integrate this into my daily life because it has been, I guess I've been living in the veil, I guess you would say, in the trance for so long. And I've finally come to Karen a mess. And over the last couple years, this has been the only thing that has helped me. Even though today, everything in me is like finding reasons to not get the computer started. I've got to do this other thing first. Got to do this other thing first. And that's just always life. I've put myself off and I am consciously fighting myself to make this time happen. And my family is really supportive. And I was just sitting here thinking, I was counting all the cancers that are in my life and I'm like, oh my gosh, even Karen. So like, I have like four people in my life and three of them are cancers. So I'm thinking I am being surrounded by all these people that are supposed to help me settle down and relax and feel the emotions I'm not trying to feel. So I'm in a good place for this year, but I am fighting myself too. So I hope to find myself and heal by the end of this year.
Thank you, Lisa. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
I can go next. Okay. My name's Laura Cizak and I'm in Houston, Texas. I have two kids, a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old. And I can echo a lot of the things that almost everyone has said. I'm really drawn to the depth that I think that the next 9 months will bring. My goal is to thrive because I feel like it's just been like pure survival mode. And I think being sort of centered and gaining confidence in decisions and making it through it is my goal.
Thank you, Laura. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is it my turn? Yes. I'm the other Lisa, and it's not a typo. First name is spelled L-I-I-S-A, so that's how you'll, it's two I's here. That's how you'll differentiate us. I'm in Westland, Oregon. I was introduced to Karen maybe eight years ago, maybe longer. Through meditation for mom's group, of which I know April through, and eventually Brenda. I guess she's not here today.
She's not able to make it. Okay. So she'll see it on the recording. Yes.
Great. Hi, Brenda. And oh my gosh. So I wrote down in terms of what is it for me, the other shore, what it looks like. And it just sort of came out in a phrase as, there is more to uncover, to heal, to embody, and to accept. And so that's a lot. There's a lot going on right now. I'm a mom of an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old, and the 18-year-old is definitely having some major challenges that are impacting all of us. So I bring that for the circle of support, and yeah, that's just what came up.
Thank you, Lisa. So let's just take a moment. Let's look at the screen. Let's look at each other. As you look at each face, see if you can remember a little bit about what they said. And don't feel bad if you can't. I mean, I know everybody. I know all of you. But you don't know each other yet. You will. And you're going to find that this becomes a really beautiful community that you have a very unique bond with, because the truth of the matter is that you cannot teach what you don't know. And as a meditation teacher, you could be a very surface teacher, but people aren't really hungry for surface. They're hungry for the depth that all of you have mentioned. And whether you are, when I say a meditation teacher, please hear me. I am not saying that you're going to sit down and lead a Zoom meditation. I mean, you as a meditation teacher, by the way you live your life, you are a teacher. You are a beacon of inspiration to people who know you, who've seen what you've gone through, who see how you are transforming. You are a beacon of inspiration to people who, when they are feeling the anxiety and the fear and the feelings that they're of I'm no good at anything, all the different places we go, you know how to be there for them. You know, meditation teaches us how to be present for people, how to learn that we don't have to fix anybody, just us. And we also learn that really, there's really nothing in us to fix. We are unfolding. And can we stop resisting the unfolding and allow that inner knowing, that inner wisdom to grow? That's what's unfolding, right? And so please understand, when I say teacher, I am not pegging any of you into the role of teacher. I'm pointing out simply that all of us are teachers by the way we live our lives, right? And so what I'd like to just remind us as we embark on this journey together, what is said here stays here. This isn't about, this, nothing we do here is for sharing with your husband, with your kids. Absolutely, what's going on with you, share it. It's yours. That's the truth. Somebody says something that impacted you. That's fair. That's fair. That's real. But we want to feel that we're safe here, and we're not going to leave here and go, oh, you know, Lisa said blah, 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 or Ramon said blah, 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 or April said blah, blah, blah. You know, we want to know that we're here together and we are holding, it's really, we are beloved community. That's my definition of Sangha. It's not the normal definition, but it's a beautiful phrase. We are a beloved community, and we will be supporting each other over these next few weeks and months. Through different seasons, just as we will have different seasons of our meditation. And everybody is going to come up against something as we do this. It's just the way it works. Nobody's going to have a smooth ride. I want to warn you right now. But it's going to be okay, because we're here together. And we've all survived the ride. You will survive the ride. And not only will you survive the ride, you will gain everything you wanted to gain. But there's a little bit of unraveling that happens when we do this, because we unravel so that that stuff that we need to look at can come up and be looked at and loved and released, if it needs to be released, or looked at and made friends with, so it stops becoming a source of fear and anguish for us. There's all kinds of things we're going to learn on this little journey. But I want you to know that you don't have to go any faster or deeper than your soul can handle. And that's really important. Because every one of you is going to have a different experience. And some of you are dealing with a lot of intense stuff right now. Many of you are. And so it is wise to come up to a technique that we're doing and start to experience something and go, oh, that's too much. We go, okay, it's too much. You get to back up. You don't have to go any further. I would recommend go just a little past comfortable. Go a little past comfortable, right? And then, but nobody, you're not, no, you're, nobody, I am not going to ask you to go to places that you're not ready for. Let's put it that way, okay? But you will remember everything we do here. You will know, you'll have the videos, you'll have notes. You will remember these things. You'll have access to these things. And Kriyananda said something to me that was really, not to me. You know, I say me because I felt like he was talking to me, but he was talking to everybody. Okay, now I forgot what he said. What did he say? What was I talking about? I got so involved in my little thing here. Going at our own pace, not going any.
Like being too sensitive or like taking on too much.
You were talking about how we're all going through certain things and some techniques might lead us to places that we're not ready to go.
I was talking about that. That's right. I was. Well, dang, it just flew out of my head. I can't even speak English right now. So it'll come back. But what's most important is that you trust your inner teacher, your inner wisdom. And to me, part of this path of falling in love with meditation is falling in love with yourself. Falling in love with yourself. Because I truly, truly believe that the most important love affair you will ever have is with yourself. And that's not what we're taught in the Western tradition. It's just not what we're taught. We're taught to be so hard on ourselves. And we're not taught how to look at those places. And meditation is going to take you into those places. Because when the mind gets quiet, what's there? Yeah, exactly. You. When the mind gets quiet, you're what's left. And if we've been trained that us that's in there is no good, well, then that needs to be looked at. Gets to be looked at and retrained and re-patterned. So it's a journey. It's a beautiful journey. And I think every single one of you is ready. And every one of you is experiencing something completely unique. So number one, what's said here stays here. We are a Sangha. But the other piece of that is, please practice the skill of not comparing yourself to others. So one of the first things we're going to do is take off that worshiping of the God of comparison. And I would imagine there's this little God of comparison that we all worship. And you're going to compare yourselves to each other. And that's what we're going to learn to do and this is how you stop worshiping the God. You go, oh, look, isn't that interesting? I'm comparing myself to Darcy. Oh, interesting. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Okay. Your mind is doing that. Just notice it. Name it. And as soon as you name it, it takes all the power out of that. And it gives you permission to just come back and be you. So it's important to learn how to name it and see what your mind is doing. Recognize it. And we're back to Kriyananda. Kriyananda used to say that one of the things with meditation is he would compare it to Lake Michigan because he was from Chicago, right? And he'd say, when you're at the shore of Lake Michigan, there's nothing but litter and junk and all of this stuff, and it's awful. But if you start going out, there's less and less. But you have to go quite a ways out before all of that stuff disappears. And that's what meditation trains us to do, is to move past all this clutter of what's like at the shore, right? And move past all of that clutter in our mind and go find that place within us. And so, isn't it beautiful how I kind of forgot what I was going to say, but I got around to it and it all fed right into what, you know, it's just beautiful. I love life. So I would really, starting right off the bat, two things to keep in mind. Safe here. You don't have to go any further than you're comfortable. And those are kind of the same to me. And in our journey towards authenticity, to crossing that shore, that ocean, or the lake, Steve, I should have said, sure, if it was your lake, let it be your lake, whatever, right? Crossing to that, what we want you to find on the other side. I don't want you to find Darcy or Kelsey or Lisa on the other side. I want you to find you on the other side. That's the goal, right? That's the goal. So we're going to be having, it's actually kind of fun, isn't it, Darcy? Don't we have fun? I mean, yeah, it's not all serious and there, she unmuted. It's not serious and hard all the time.
No. But there will be points that there are days where you'll show up and it'll be a lot heavier for whatever reason. And I don't know. It's just that feeling of these people are here for me. That's really good. But it's also, yeah, laughing and joking and talking about everyday things. It's not all hard work.
It's not. I mean, look at this. This is a real thing. This smile on my face, right? This is not manufactured. This is for real. And this is the energy that is going to sustain us through this, right? And so just for fun right now, I wanted you to know, because you know me with the astrology, right? I had to know all your charts. Interesting little tidbit here. There's 10 of you. Now, Brenda's not here, so we'll take some time Sunday for Brenda to meet everybody, right? Well, actually, she'll have a chance to meet the video, so we'll have time for you guys to meet Brenda. But out of the 10 of you, guess how many fire signs we have? Somebody guess. 3. 3 or 2. You would think at least, right? No, we have 1. 1. Raise your hand, Miss Firesign, my Leo there. Yeah, it's you. Yes, Lisa Prusik. She's our fire. She's our Leo. Okay. And
hi.
Oh, yeah, Darcy's a Leo too.
Two.
We also only have 1 water sign. Isn't that fascinating? Where's our water sign? Mr. Ramon?
Oh, Pisces, yeah.
Yeah, that's our Pisces. We have 1 water. Now, I'm a water. I'm a Cancer. But in terms of the 10 of you, right, we've got 1 water and 1 fire. And, okay, I can't give this away. Guess how many air signs we have. Okay, Agnieszka, 5. April 4, you guys, how did you know? There's 5, count them, air signs. 5 air signs. So that means we have Steve is a Gemini. Yes. Lisa, 1 eye, is a Gemini. April, an Aquarius. Right? Kathleen, Aquarius. And who am I missing? Agnieszka. A Gemini. 5 of you. And then we have, thank God, these Geminis are going to keep us on our toes. Let me tell you, they're going to keep us on our toes. Or not Geminis, I mean our air signs. But we have 2 earth signs to ground us. We have Kelsey, a Taurus, and Laura, a Capricorn. Yes. So we have Ramon, you and I are holding down the water end. Darcy and Lisa, the fire end. And then we've got Laura and Kelsey, the earth, and the rest of you are going to just keep us on our toes. So my hope is that as we go, not that I want you to learn astrology at all, but I hope that we can have some fun with really, I find that knowing that you're an air sign, an earth sign, a water sign, a fire sign will really help you find a way into, okay, this is part of my nature. I am in my head a lot. I think a lot. That's what air signs do. And some air signs like Steve, think fast, talk fast. They're like Geminis going for it, right? And it's a beautiful thing. But I would never expect Steve to be a Laura or a Kelsey. You know, I mean, it's just not going to happen. We've got an earth sign. I mean, just look at Laura, you're sitting just like an earth sign. That's just beautiful. Just kind of sitting back there, just kind of, you know, a little looking at it, right? And you know that, see, Laura's kind of sitting back and Steve's kind of sitting back, but Steve is sitting back and his mind's going. Right, Steve? Right? You're muted.
I can verify that my mind will really shut itself up. So if that's what you're getting at. So.
And when this is a beautiful tool to help us learn to accept people the way they are, and as we learn to accept people the way they are without judgment, guess what? It helps us accept life as it is. And these are the skills that help you deepen your meditation practice. And these are the skills your meditation practice will feed. Okay. So everybody remembers what sign they are? Air sign, if you're an air or water, earth or fire, everybody's got that, right? Okay. Okay. So we'll play with that over the next few weeks. And then, the only really other thing I wanted to do today was to go through just together, do a short practice, kind of finish dedicating this moment. And for those of you who weren't able to be here when we right opened, our moment was 2 p.m. So at 2 p.m., I rang the bell and we did our three ohms, and that we got on the wave that is going to carry us over the next 9 months. And so to kind of just solidify us together and this whole Brenda. Oh, wait, Brenda's an earth sign too. Brenda's a Capricorn. How did that not make it? I wrote a three, but it looks like a two. So I do have three down there, but I saw two earth signs. Okay, so we'll have three earth, which would be beautiful. So let's do a short practice. And I don't quite remember. Darcy, did we get everybody the link to the page? Has everybody been?
With the book? Oh, yeah. Everybody's received the link to the page. And yesterday I sent out the blessing and the closing.
Oh, perfect.
And that stuff. And those are also on your page.
So have people had a chance to get to the page to see what we have there? So what we'll do today is I would like to just see if you have any questions about the reading list and my instructions for how to do the reading list. Was that fairly clear where I asked you to? Okay, that's the wrong list. Hold on. Was that clear? That I want you to learn to trust your intuition. And so this process is part of what's going to help you, teach you to do that. And we'll be able to have a little more fun with that when we're at the retreat, because we'll have time together. You guys are going to have a little more intense retreat than everybody else, because they'll get an afternoon break. But since it's our only time to be together, we're going to gather during that break time just as us. Okay, so we'll have a few more things to do there. But so April, did you have a question?
Yeah, so I read that part about, you know, like how to hold the book and let it drop open to a page. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you can find a page, because you'll find that pretty soon the book's going to open the same page all the time, right? So it's okay to, yeah.
But what wasn't clear was kind of what the intention is with these books. Like, are we going to be reading them like almost like as a class textbooks? Are they just books you want us to read throughout this course? Like, what is the intention with each book? I wasn't clear on that, actually.
That's because I didn't tell you.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you, because I want you to show up fresh, and I don't want to prejudice any book. Right? And so it's literally learning to just open it, see what's there, and learn how. It's like you might read what's there and it's like, oh, yeah, that speaks to me. Or you might look at there and it doesn't. You scan, you come over here, you go, oh, right? It's just because you open the book and your eye lands somewhere, it doesn't always mean it's the right spot. But it's about training you to trust something, right? And so thank you for asking that. That's an air sign for you, right? She called me on it. It's like, hey, Karen, what's going on here? Anybody else, any questions about that or comments? Ramon, yeah.
Yeah, so my nature is to read everything. So I'll open up a book and read it. So how do you handle that?
Well, I knew that, which is one of the, you were one of the people on my mind when I wrote that, because I know you're an avid reader, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is about training yourself to trust that as you open the book, which is why I specifically said, don't read more than a page, a paragraph, a couple sentences, a paragraph, and you can go to the next page if it really is, you know, but don't do more than two or three pages. And certainly by the time you come to the end of the chapter, stop, right? But in other words, don't read the whole book.
Okay.
So Ramon, if you can just stop at the end of the chapter, that will be a success, right?
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So if you would be so kind on Sunday as to bring the book that has been the most, spoken the most to you. And it may even be that you haven't even opened one yet, but you've just, it's like, oh, this is the one that I like the cover of the best. Just each person, if you could just have one of those with you on Sunday. And Brenda, hi, my dear. We're glad you're here. I'm not going to introduce you right now. We're going to save that for, what I'd like you to do is to meet everybody else watching the video first. Okay. Cause the beginning, and then on Sunday you can introduce for you too at that point, but that way you'll have a sense of who's here before you introduce you. Okay. Alrighty. But I'm glad you made it. So, okay. So let's do a short meditation. I'm going to ask you to, unless you've got, you know, a lot of noise behind you, keep your mute off, because I'm going to ask things. I'm going to ask you to respond a little bit at some point. Okay. And then we're going to open with our opening blessing, which is, I called it the invocation, the HMTT invocation. And this is actually an invocation that Kriyananda gave us. And I said it for years, 5 times a day for a while there. And I think with you as teachers, remember what I said about teachers, okay? Walking this path. That this is a beautiful invocation to help train us never mind. I'm not going to say anything more about it. I'm going to let the invocation speak for itself. But this is the invocation we will learn and we will say at the beginning of each class. Okay? So let's find our seat. And at some point you'll have it memorized. And you will always forgive me, please, because I have 3 versions of this that I do. Actually 3.5. And so if I mess up the words, don't pay attention to me. By the end of the program, you will know it better than me. Because I know it, but I know fluent other versions. So, all right, let's find our seats. Find our seats. Find my mallet. I'm going to ring the bell. How does it sound?
Sounds great.
Sounds okay? All right. All right, loves. Then bringing your attention to your seat. Feeling the weight of your body connecting you to the cushion you're seated on. Feeling that anchored presence right here, right now. Let that sense of weight and pressure move down through the cushion or the chair you're sitting on, through the floor beneath you. And imagine that from the weight and the pressure of your sit bones, roots are growing deep into the earth, diving deep down, all the way down to the very center of the earth. Cord, a root, a channel that connects you. And imagine that you can, that you are inextricably connected. And that this connection so deep into the center of the earth is accepting you exactly as you are. There is nothing you need to change or do. Just as you are, it is enfolding you, holding you. And then follow that line of energy from the center of the earth. Follow that line of energy back up into your sit bones and then bring it into your spine and move your awareness up your spine, past your navel, past your heart, up into the neck, and then up out through the top of the head, and let that open up into that spacious, spacious awareness. And for a few moments, let your mind float in that open spaciousness. And then let yourself, if you can, sense that that open spaciousness is all around you. It's behind you, in front of you. It's underneath your arms. You can feel it surrounding you, entering all the little cracks and crevices, and there is no part of you that is not sustained and held by this spacious, spacious energy. Can you sense for just a moment that there are these two energies that support you unconditionally. The open spaciousness and the grounded solidity. And you are held between these two worlds. Precious. Appreciated, cared for, and deeply, deeply loved. And into this connection, let's say our opening blessing, feeling ourselves connected together and to these two realms, these two worlds that we straddle. O Great Spirit, saints and sages of all religions, all places and all times, and to my own precious Ishta Devata, I bow to you all. Sweep clear the obstacles on our path and lead us to the other shore of that ocean of awareness. O ye powers that be, help us to awaken in all aspiring souls your eternal wisdom and unselfishness. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And now bring your attention into your body. What is the sensation you are experiencing? Where are you experiencing it? Actually, you're probably experiencing sensations in all kinds of different places. So let's check in. What is the experience? What is the sensation in your heart? That open-heartedness. Your heart center. What is the sensation in your, what we call our gut, you know, that solar plexus? What is the sensation in your seat, in your legs? What is the sensation in your hands? Your arms. And for some of you, the sensation might be strongest in your throat. Some of you in your head. So I'm going to ask you right now, I'll just call on you if you don't mind, to just share, what are you experiencing right now? Right now. Where is the sensation strongest? And what is that sensation? So Agnieszka, would you be willing to start?
I think the strongest sensation is, I guess, anxiety in around my solar plexus and tightness in the throat. I also feel the groundedness at the sit bones.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. April? Oh, we can't hear you, hon. Can't hear you. I don't know what happened.
Now?
Now we can, yeah.
So my throat is very open and spacious, and solar plexus is warm, and I do feel tightness behind my eyes, even though I consciously relaxed my face muscles, and the tightness stayed behind my eyes, kind of towards the back of my head. Slightly uncomfortable, but everywhere else is warm, spacious, and grounded.
Laura, would it be okay to share what you're experiencing right now?
Sure. Besides a dog barking, I feel, so I didn't hear all the instructions, but I feel dizzy and in a good way dizzy. Like it's like you're about to float or you're about to fall asleep. Or I guess you're on a raft in the water.
Thank you. Thank you. Lisa? Lisa, two eyes.
I'm feeling very grounded in the sits bones and in the feet.
Thank you. Steve?
I'm also especially just feeling grounded overall in the seat area. And I noticed that I'm not feeling a whole lot of real apprehension or flutteriness in the gut area, which is, so it's the lack of that feeling, which was actually kind of nice to note for a variety of different reasons.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Kathleen?
I like the way Steve described that because I wasn't sure. It's the lack. Like I've had a lot of tension in my back lately and nothing's there right now. I'm just feeling very blissful.
Thank you. Ramon?
I think I feel light and grounded, but I do feel butterflies in my stomach. Not sure why, because every place else is pretty calm and chill, and this here is kind of going a little crazy. So, interesting.
Activated, we might say, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. Lisa with one eye.
It was kind of, I'm having a hard time finding my seat. And visually, it's like flashing. It's fighting.
It's fighting?
It's fighting, yeah.
Okay. Good for noticing. Good noticing. Brenda.
I had a hard time getting comfortable, and I think I'm still in my other half of my day. So I don't have a very good answer for this one.
But you do. That was the perfect answer, Brenda. You're still coming in from a day. And so you're not quite present yet, right?
Right.
That was the perfect answer. Thank you. Thank you. Kelsey?
My hands feel really heavy, like lead heavy. And I feel like there's a little rock right in the middle of my chest, kind of blocking. That's what it feels like.
Darcy?
I feel very grounded in my seat. I have a little tightness in my throat and chest.
Thank you, Darcy. So, this little tiny skill that we just did, just being aware, is such a prime fundamental piece of meditation. And so we'll be traveling a lot of little journeys so that your ability to be aware of what you're experiencing physically, what you're experiencing emotionally, what you're experiencing subtle energy, what you're experiencing of that deeper self within you, we can get there. That you know how to recognize it when you're there. And so, well done, everybody. Felt very authentic. I'm really grateful that you were able to do that. And so I think what I'd like to do now is to just have you open your eyes. Open your eyes. And now we're going to do it really quick, right? Just really quick. If you had to give a name to one, and I'm going to use the word emotion because I don't know what else to use, that you're feeling right now. And notice that as some of you are feeling open and others are feeling a little fluttery and anxious, and It's like it's all part of this day. Because this is a big day. It's like, this is like getting a married. This is like graduating. This is like those moments. This is an event. You've just started something big. And so to me, this feels like the excitement and the, I feel on the days when my kids get married, you know, where it's like, it's a momentous thing. It's not my day. I'm there participating. And my feeling is such excitement and just excitement. What's going to happen? So could we share? Would you be willing to just share? What's your word? What is it that you're feeling right now? And I may just go in the same order we did before, because that's kind of how you're laid out on my screen. So Agnieszka, would you start?
I'm very excited about the program, but yet I have an anxiety about other parts of my life that's kind of present. But the program, I'm super excited. Definitely.
And we can do both. Thank you. All right. April?
I have two words, warring. And the first word that came up was sublime. Mm-hmm. But then this other word that like tackled it was self-conscious.
Oh.
So I don't know why. I'm sure I do. But that they came, you know, one after the other, but with equal force.
And we don't need to know why, do we? We just want to acknowledge it, and which you did so beautifully. Thank you. Thank you. Steve.
Honestly, what came up was neutral and like matter of fact. And that doesn't sound very exciting, but I think that's a good thing for me right now to be feeling that.
No, I had the same thought, Steve, when you said that. I was like, wow, that's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Laura?
The word that came up was promise.
Oh. Okay. I love it. Lisa? Two eyes.
Calmer. Calmer.
Brenda?
Uncertain.
Okay. All right. Kathleen?
Beautiful.
Ramon?
Interested and excited.
Okay. Lisa, one eye.
Introspective. I'm trying to figure out what this warring is.
Okay. Right. Kelsey?
Anticipation.
Darcy?
Content.
What was that?
Content.
Content. All right.
Right now I feel content.
All right. Well, we've done our part. We've launched into this river or this trail, whatever you want to call it. But I would recommend find an analogy in your head. Find an image for this journey. You know? I mean, I literally feel like when we went to a year ago, right before COVID, we went to Costa Rica and we went on this river tour. And I feel like the guide on that tour taking us down this boat, there's going to be places where there's rapids and where we all have to do stuff to stay in the boat and stay, you know, but we saw the most beautiful things. It was just, and it was so incredible. And so that's my image that I've got you all and we're going. So come up with your own. Come up with your own. Okay. And I don't want to keep us any longer. In my mind, I wanted to keep this short because we're going to have a long day on Saturday. We've got a lot of ground to cover on Saturday. And I want,
Isn't it Sunday?
What was that?
Sorry, Sunday? Isn't it Sunday?
Oh, there's two of you talking. Did I say Saturday?
Yeah.
Sunday. Suck that. Everybody had a heart attack. I'm so sorry.
Remember that uncertainty I just mentioned?
Holy shit, what did I sign up for? Okay, no, it is Sunday. And just to make sure you all understand, the only reason we're starting at 8:30 is because of daylight savings time, where if it was 7:30, it'd actually be 6:30 for you, and none of us would be able to do it. So we're at 8:30 just for daylight savings time. And then the following week, we'll have all adjusted, and we'll come back to our 7:30 time, okay? And I do recommend have some snacks, you know, and we'll take breaks during the day. We want to make sure you get up and move around. We're not going to sit we'll probably, the longest we'll sit at any time is an hour and a half, and hopefully a little less than that, okay? And we've got a lot to go over on Saturday. So
Sunday.
Did I say Saturday again?
Yes. We're all going to make you a little sign. Today's Sunday.
You know what,
Karen, I have a quick question for you, Karen.
Sure.
Do you want to meet on Saturday? Is that what you're trying to tell me? We can move some stuff around.
It's appearing that way, isn't it? All I can think of is that when this is done, I have to go prepare the garage for the monkeys tomorrow, the little mindful monkeys. And that's a Saturday thing. So that's the only thing I can think of that's going on is that I have Saturday things to do right after this. So. Good thing you're all on top of it, huh? let me find the closing blessings and let's choose which one we want to do today.
Hey, Karen, just one question for Sunday. Do you know when lunch, is there like a lunchtime?
Yeah. Okay. And we'll probably have lunch together, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But we'll definitely take a lunch break. So yeah, have snacks, have something, you know, but even when we met at the center, we took lunch breaks, but we still hung out together.
Okay.
So I know some of you have been in the, let me see. Which one do we want to do? Let's do. Should we just do Sarvashan? Should we just do it? We've been doing it in class. So let's just do Sarvashan then. Let me put it up on the screen share for people who don't know it. We started learning this year. And here we are. And you have a sheet with several. Can you, everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is what we'll close with. And most important to remember, right? Whenever we do a blessing like this, the wholeheartedness that we want to send it out to the world with, right? That full-hearted, real sincere feeling is in its own way a measure for us. Because you cannot send blessings out for the world that you can't also receive. Right? I mean, it's like, you're the one saying the blessing. The sound is going out to you, but the sound is the strongest right in here. So when you say this blessing, you are blessing yourself. Even as you're sending a blessing to everyone, may everyone, you're blessing yourself as well. So what we want to do is pay attention as we're sending this blessing out. Am I having any resistance? Sometimes, you know, it's like, may all beings have this, and some thought comes in, not so-and-so, right? And we just want to notice those things. We just want to notice them. And our goal, as we say these over the years, is to become more and more full-hearted and not exclude anybody as we send it, right? So let's close. Find your seat. Take a moment. to settle. And then send that line of energy, feeling from that weight and pressure in your seat, send it down to the center of the earth. Feel that connection, grounded, anchored, supported. And then follow that line of energy back from the center of the earth. Follow it back up into your sit bones, up into your spine, traveling up your spine and out through the top of your head, and let your awareness move out into space, that spacious expanse. And then feel that space supporting you, completely enfolding you. Even as the earth holds you, you are completely supported and accepted. And as we say the blessing, let the feeling of the blessing, that sincere wish for everyone to have health and wholeness, for everyone to experience peace, just let these feelings just radiate from you into that spacious connection, into that connection into the earth, and feel yourself connected to everything as you share the blessing. So we'll say it in Sanskrit first, and then we'll say it in English. And we'll begin with an om. Inhale. Om. Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. May all beings have health and wholeness. May all beings experience peace. May all beings come to know the perfection of who they are. And may all beings be blessed with auspiciousness and abundance. We'll close with our Om Shantis. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And let's say this last part together. May we be blessed. May we be blessed. And may we be triply blessed, that we may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste. All right, loves. All right, we're off. We're off. What is this happening? And I want you to know there will be more laughter and more joy than... Okay, that I can guarantee you. All right, I will see you on Sunday. Oh, Darcy, what?
Yeah, real quick. For Brenda, would you like me to post the video this afternoon to the page so Brenda can watch it?
Actually, what I'd like us to do is the video will be ready, and we'll send as soon as I get the notice that the video's up, Darcy.
Uh-huh.
I'll send the recording link to Brenda, and I'll send you a notice that it's ready, and then you can get it posted. But let's not even wait for you to post it. Let's just get it. I'll get it to her right away.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I don't need to go in and pull it off your recordings.
Let's you and me hang out.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, everybody. See you Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
See you Sunday, guys. Mm-hmm.
That was sweet. Okay. So my only thought was that I have a few emails to write, so I will be in here when the notice comes that the recording's ready.
You hear from Zoom that the recording's ready. Got it.
And what I'll do is I'll forward that to you and Brenda. And then, well, actually, I'll forward it to you so you know it's ready. And anytime you have time to post it, it's fine. But because we know Brenda's going to get it, I'm going to send it to Brenda right away. In other words, I'm going to send her the email with the link.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I guess I don't know the whole procedure. So what about getting it on Vimeo? Can she watch it without it being on Vimeo?
Because I'm going to send it to her. Okay. I'm going to send her the Zoom link.
Perfect. Okay.
And so we can always send the class the Zoom link. I mean, that's what you guys did, right? You just got the Zoom links.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, what would be better is if we can, you just did it. You got something up to Vimeo, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. So normally what we should do is you post it to Vimeo and post it on the website so they get used to looking at the website.
Okay.
And this will be an exception because Brenda.
Oh, we're still recording.